Help for Little Dick Wimps. This is Mistress Erica, and hello there, Little Dick Wimp. Well, to be honest, if you're any other kind of wimp, this blog is for you too. If you're not into wimp humiliation, well, you can still stick around. You just might get a smile or two. Plus, you hanging out on my blog bodes well for Mistress. And that pleases me. And you do want to please me, don't you, pet? Good boy. Sit. Stay. Today we're going to look at the Wimpus Dickless Erectus, a little-known segment of the Y chromosome population, little dick wimps. Which came first, the wimp or the little dick? This is a fantastic question. Probing the minds of my little dick pets is a favorite pastime for me. Is the wimp a wimp because he has a little dick? Or is it purely coincidental? Would he, could he, have a massive cock, yet still feel useless, have no confidence, and act like a nervous, twittering twit in front of beautiful women? Well, what I've ascertained through years of studying Homo wimpus dickless in the wild is that the little dick came first. There are two ways for a little dick to deal with having a small dick. The one suffering from the unfortunate deal of the DNA cards knows early on that he doesn't measure up to other males. And this impacts his psyche greatly. And it usually goes of one of two ways. There is a phenomena of little dick male syndrome, or LDMS for short. It's very similar to the Napoleon complex, but one very minor difference. Napoleon complex typically is displayed by males of lesser or average height. So LDMS provides a better understanding behind the behavior we observe in these males. Trust me when I tell you, it's because he is short somewhere else. This is one way a male with a little dick may process their inferiority by being a flaming asshole. See the little difference? Of course, all little dick males may try the college sports route, thinking if they become a star athlete, then having a little D won't be so bad, right? But it is in those locker rooms, showers, giving them opportunity to steal a glance of others' genitalia, that it really hits home to the adult male. You see, for years you soothe your insecure self with phrases like, well, it'll happen for me soon, or I'm just a late bloomer. But there you are, hairy balls and all, and even while flaccid, you know you will never measure up. The other way a little dick male can evolve is via the wimp route. Admitting and yet sometimes fighting your truths. You have a little dick. Women frighten you, and you don't measure up. Their sexuality evolves down a different route. And that route includes SPH, or small penis humiliation. Anywhere from mild teasing to severe degradation, the tool of small penis humiliation is a powerful stimulus. Now, you could search my blog and read more about what I have to say about the different types of small penis humiliation. So the evolution of the Homo wimpus dickless erectus. You strive to perfect other aspects of your manly existence. Some become successful businessmen, leaders in the military, or in their communities, all the while harboring a little secret. However, when it comes to the realm of courtship, you might even be a great date. You're so attentive, so appreciative of my female attention. Certainly you are not used to having such delightful company. But move on in the relationship. And each time you muster the nerve to make a romantic move, well, you know what happens. You see, I have a little dick wimp that wrote about his little wimp dick life. See if it resonates with you. And at the end, you'll see how I help those with little dicks. Years of being rejected, years of feeling defeated. At home in my apartment as a young man, watching hot women losing their minds over big cocks in porn. Feeling small, cross-dressing, sucking dildos, riding dildos, rubbing a little mess into the palm of my hand, licking it up, feeling small, feeling defeated. Accepting the futility of my inferior sexuality, then yearning for a mistress. And now she is found, and she is Headmistress Erica. Now feeling small, feeling defeated, feeling safe. And there you have it. Help for the little dick wimp is right here in Mistress's warm and sometimes delightfully cruel embrace. Don't leave your humiliation needs to the amateurs. Your humiliatrix mistress knows exactly what you need. Any questions? Until we chat, this has been Mistress Erica from IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com. For your adult erotic entertainment, call 1-800-601-6975.